What do you think you've gotten out of the 2 weeks? Where do you think the group's gotten better?
You know, as that first week always is, that first week's a real grind, and there's a lot. You know, as they leave for the summer and have 4 or 5 weeks off, they're getting in mentally because they're in their playbooks. But when you get out, back out there, and it's live bullets and moving fast, that first week's a little bit of a blur. Usually you see in that second week some stuff start to – you catch up with the speed of the game, and those guys are a little bit more locked in on not just the mental side but the movement side that goes along with it. And I think we've done a nice job with that.
Can guys competing for jobs be a detriment to just overall progress?
I don't think so. I think it's actually the other way. I think, competition makes us all better. You know, coaches, players, everybody involved. So I think that's if the player and a coach, whoever it might be, is wired correctly, you want people to push you. You want that competition. That competition should make you hungry to improve your game individually and as a group. And so I think we've seen a lot of good things across the team, but especially in the safety position over the last couple of weeks.
How far has Jabril come in those 2 weeks?
You know, he's come a long way. Last year, and we've talked about it before, the things he needed to do last year for Michigan to do the things that they did, you know, was a little bit different than maybe some of the things that we're asking him to do. He's done that before, but. You really have seen him start to come into his own on some things over the last week or so here, and playing faster, and he's naturally gifted at a lot of things, but putting the mental side of it and the physical side of it together where it's more becoming reactive to him, where he can let his body go and just go do, and that's been good to see.
You've seen a lot of IC and Kindred back there, but then yep. It seems like Pepper's really – I don't know if the scrimmage was the start of this, but I really noticed it. Uh-huh. It seemed like he's mixing in with them. Do you kind of have a three-man rotation?
You know, I wouldn't even put it as that. I mean, I think they're all rotating in right now. You know, the different things that we have on the depth chart, not that that means a lot right now, but we have a high confidence in the ability for guys to know what they're doing right now pretty deep into the depth chart. And so, you know, Jabril's just more noticeable because he's the high-profile guy, but you've seen some other guys do some of those same things. Our philosophy and Greg's philosophy on defense has always been, you know, find out what guys can do and try and put those guys in the best situation, whether it's playing strong or playing free or playing both or playing safety hybrid linebacker down around the box. I think we've got a few guys that can do some of those things.
Do you have Jabril playing free, strong, and the safety linebacker hybrid? Because to me, it seems like I've seen all of those things.
Which play are you talking about? Which day are you talking about? No, I know. I understand your question. No,
yeah.
And that's a great question.
Over the course of time.
But again, going back to that point, we're going to allow guys to do what they do best. And when you find players that can do a lot of things and that, you know, a lot of players can physically do a lot of things, it comes into question sometimes when the mental overload, when you're asking them to do a big myriad of things. And we know specifically with Jabril, he's doing a lot in the special team side of it. As coach has said, he's got some talent on the offensive side of it as well with some things he does over there. And then defensively, we all have seen the things he can do. You know, people have seen less of the things he does in the deep zones, but you're starting to see some more of that too. So I think it's just, you know, finding those sweet spots for him, trying not to make sure we're overloading him mentally and just allowing him to react and go play.
Was there any concern that he only had one interception in college, or was that circumstance?
Yeah, I think we talked about that exact thing this summer. And the whole point there to me is, as I watched him, you know, through the spring, we watched him and evaluated him as an organization. When you're playing closer to the box and the things they were asking him to do and blitz a lot and some of the different situations they were putting him in, you're not seeing down to the ball as much as you do as a safety. The guy has tremendous ball skills, as we see as a punt returner and a kickoff returner in the return game. So his ability to track balls in space is tremendous. So there's no real concern about his ability in that regard.
So just to clarify, he can be a free safety, even though he's not really.
Yeah, I think you guys saw a little bit of it the other night in the scrimmage. And he can do a lot of things. And I don't think anybody wants to put a cap on it. And so, he has the ability to play back there, and you've seen him do some of that here recently.
Derrick Kindred was pretty productive before he got hurt last
yep.
year. What does he bring to this defense? It seems to be a guy that kind of a
He brings energy, and if you watch the way he plays, you know, when he's feeling good and he's in the flow, he plays with a lot of energy. He has bounce in his step, and he's got some suddenness to his movement. I mean, quick change of direction and just bursts. And so there's a lot of things I think he can do as well. You know, as you've seen, he's playing a little bit more in the deep zones, maybe than he's played in the past. And he's you know, getting a feel for that too, and starting to understand quarterback triggers and different things on when I can break out of the post. And he brings some versatility there too. I still think he does some good things around the box. So you've seen him do some of that stuff too in practice, as you know, we're talking about before, about Jabril doing a lot of different things. You know, we got several guys I think can do several different things. And, you know, it's just how that group mixes on that individual week and who we're playing and how those matchups are, and we'll determine some of that.
Jabril is a guy that has returned punts before, played on offense before. Hughes even said that he's looking to kind of, you know, maximize a player of that caliber. Considering he's a rookie, is there ever any worry about asking too much of him as he's trying to adapt and learn the NFL game?
Yeah, and as we were talking about earlier too, is, you know, that's what you got to be real careful of. And so it's a constant communication back and forth with him to make sure, hey, if you're feeling overload here, we've got to make sure we compartmentalize some things differently for you or take a little bit off of you for this week. But as I think you'll see when we get into the season and approaches weekly, you know, we'll have a really focused approach for what his role will be in that game. And who knows what it'll be. We'll all kind of see when we get there.
You hold your breath when he's returning punts?
You know, it's funny right now at practice and in the scrimmage the other night, I was on the bench with the defense. So some of those times when he's out there, right now I don't get to watch, but I saw enough of him in college doing that. And I check him out every now and then again in practice. He's got some ability back there, that's for sure.
Do you still consider his primary spot for strong safety?
You know, I wouldn't want to put a term on it necessarily with him because of the things he can do. Right now we're, you know, working him in some different situations in both strong and free and the nickel safety position. And so, you know, when you can do different things, that's the nice thing. We don't have a tag necessarily sometimes for that guy, but we know with what we're going to do defensively how he fits each and every week.
And just to be clear, some coaches describe their safeties as interchangeable, and others say, well, there are distinct roles.
Here's what I would say, as you guys know this too, there are some differences in the safety positions, otherwise they'd all be S's, right? So there are some distinct strengths and differences in the position, but as you understand with different schemes, sometimes those positions are mirrored, and sometimes they kind of blur together as, you know, doing a lot of the same things. But there are, you know, when you're talking about a true free safety and a true strong safety, you think about strong safeties as playing closer to the box more, playing more man on tight ends, and free safeties playing more in the deep zones. You know, the great thing about Greg and the things you've seen him do over the years is he blurs the line on what's what, and he really does a good job of calling the game to his personnel. Sometimes you'll see the free safety blitzing a lot. You know, it's just depends on the personnel for that year and the matchups in that game and how we go about it. That's a great question.
In previous years, there's always been that discussion about the difference between developing somebody in production.
Yeah.
And about how you kind of have to toe a line when you're playing a young positional group like that. For you, how do you toe that line between trying to get a guy enough reps to develop and maybe also making sure that positional group is performing up to your standards?
Yeah, I think right now, with as many reps as you're able to get during a training camp setting, you're actually watching on the other side a little bit more, making sure you're not killing their legs. And so you're getting enough work from them on a daily basis to give them enough time on task in the scheme. The real concern, as I look at it every day, we look at it as coaches every day, is are we taking care of those guys and taking care of their legs as we go through the week? And so I don't feel any major concerns right now about guys not getting enough time on task in the scheme. And, you know, everything we do, it's a production business, whether it's, you know, team as a whole or position group specifically or defense offense specifically. You know, it's a production business. So production is graded every single day for us. Greg's done that for his entire career, and we base a ton of movement things and who we're playing off of the production.
Once you get into the regular season, does that
Is that balance, or is that a tougher balance?
You know, guys are constantly competing. Like we talked about earlier, is competition makes us all better. Guys are competing every day. I think that's what makes a good pro. And if they're not, if the guys, when they start to get comfortable in a role, you start to let up a little bit. And I haven't seen that from any of these guys right now. As you guys know, they're all young. And they're, for the most part, there's the oldest one that's, you know, out there right now is a third-year guy. And so they're all young, and they're still hungry, and they're still competing each and every day to get better at their craft. Good?
Just one last
question. No problem.
A guy that might be flying under the radar, Justin Curry, I think, in the unofficial depth chart, second team, almost had an interception Saturday.
Yeah.
What have you seen out
of him? Hey, I will tell you this. He's a surprising young man to most. I think he does some really good things. You know, he's really come into his own in the scheme and is comfortable in it. There's a high level of trust there. His physical toughness and effort is never in question. And you're going to see him make more plays than what you think. So I'm glad you asked that question.